Christophe de Menil was just a teenager when she was introduced to Charles James by her mother, Dominique de Menil, an important James client from a prominent Houston family.
My mom took me to his studio, which the one I remember is the one on Madison. And it was very glamorous, with very modest means. The floor was concrete, it was waxed, it was like granite, it was gorgeous. And the curtains were pelon, and very voluptuous to divide spaces. For me, you know, it was like pure theater. I had never seen so much velvet and satin and these exotic fabrics, you know, rolls of them that he would unroll. They were various colors of satin. I remember mostly pale turquoise and gold.
Then there were the beautiful clothes James made in his studio for clients like her mother.
Maybe 20 things between suits and dresses and evening gowns, evening coats, day coats. She loved his clothes. She loved his ideas. They talked a little bit about literature, but mostly about clothes and shapes and how something should be. And he paid a lot of attention to the sleeve, I'm sure you know, and the sleeve in relation to the waist.
Yes, there was a mathematical precision to James's patterns. He was a designer who always strived for perfection.
Well, he had a mannequin made for each client, and he was pretty dictatorial. He would say, this needs to go back, and he would tear apart whatever was there, whether it was in the skirt or in the sleeve, and do it again on the spot. And of course, to me, that was very interesting, that something could change on the spur of the moment, entirely change. Well, he started from probably another point of view than anybody else. He would start by taking a piece of fabric, putting it on a body, and then seeing how much does it, what does it do? What can I do with this now? You know, he would start with the actual thing and then just build it, destroy it until he got around the whole outfit. And he really took apart more than anybody else ever had, took apart what he had done, ripped it up, was very courageous, like a painter, you know, destroying his drawings.
Even in designing baby clothes, James came at it from a different point of view.
The children's clothes were extraordinary because the arms go straight out instead of being out to the side. And he said babies don't hold their hands out to the side. They hold always forward. So he made some extraordinary baby clothes. I wish I had bought some. He used that also in an evening coat because he said in an evening wear you don't hold your arms out to the side.
On one occasion, James invited Christophe to the Knickerbocker Ball. And on that night, Christophe wore what is now considered James's most famous gown, the cloverleaf.
He could always surprise you. I mean, when I saw the four-leaf clover dress, it was in the fall of whatever year that was, when I was still in boarding school. And I always expected it to be very audacious and spacious. I don't know if you could really dance in them. I mean, the four-leaf clover dress was a little bit demanding of the man because, you know, the man is kind of prisoner in the front. You know, there's the two waves in front and the man is in there, in between the two waves of satin. And actually, it's so well balanced, you don't really feel it, I think. I don't remember feeling uncomfortable wearing it. And it's sort of so well balanced that if you finally lose your balance a little bit, it will just hold you up like an upturned bell, you know.
Dominique de Menil and her husband John were fervent art collectors, and they saw in James something more than just a fashion designer. In 1950, they invited him out to Houston, not to make clothes, but to redecorate their home.
She trusted him, and that's why she could bring him into her house and let him do whatever extreme things he felt like doing. You know, like bringing this huge green vase that was really like 4 feet high. We had never had anything of the sort. You know, it was too fanciful. We were so serious. He would arrive around 11, and the painters would leave at 12, which made him not happy at all. But he had set up the garage. He would put on a khaki jumpsuit, like his work clothes, but it was a very pretty khaki jumpsuit. And then he had taken over the garage to have the big boards on which he could put many colors and try out for this room or that room. Each room had a board. He would mix them. And then at the end of the day, by then, of course, the painters had left. So it was my sister and I used to hold up some kind of light, probably flashlights, by the wall so that they could see Dominique and Charles if they liked that color or not. So he was involved from, you know, the time he first arrived till the end of the day.
What does she remember most from James's design?
Red. The red he used, dark blood red for a whole couch. He put blood red on the doors in our little hall. He put that famous color, which is like caramel, which he and Dominique recalled as goose shit. As wicked as could be. Charles just loved to be as wicked as he could be, making comments about colors or people that were as detrimental as possible. It just amused him. The most brilliant idea I think he had was to raise the ceiling 1 foot. So from being 8.5 or 9 feet, it could be figured out now, went to 10 feet, which was a more noble space. It was pretty romantic and glamorous when he was finished. It was very glamorous. It was free. Well, it wasn't any period, a historical period. It wasn't Edwardian. It wasn't modern. It wasn't 17th century. It was just what he would find or what he would make. And it was interesting, and it was always very fitting. It was always what you'd feel comfortable with. And useful.
The time James spent redecorating the Dumesnil home was a fruitful period. It was there that he created what is now an iconic piece of furniture, the butterfly sofa.
The double-sided couch. So you could put one in one part of the house, one in one part of the living room, let's say. They fit in many ways. And I just adored it. I bought the copy. So I bought 4 of them, 2 sets, from Lord & Taylor, because I loved it so much. I wanted to be sure I would have one no matter what. 2 are with my daughter, and 2 I have myself.
James taught Christophe about design, and also a few lessons about life.
He would ask me, do I know about this? And of course I didn't. I was, I was a country kid, really. Wasn't his style. But that was okay. It was good for me to see somebody who was so, I'm sure I've learned from it to be more free in what I contemplate or try to do. If his idea wasn't working out, he had to, instead of going up this way, maybe have to go back and around. He really made it tabula rasa. I mean, he didn't use any known ways, and that was kind of fun to me as a kid. And he liked to be a little dangerous about things or people. Charles gave me a freedom that I will always cherish.